Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Yes, indeed, the views of the show are only those of the participant, and that participant is me. These are not commonly held views, but they do represent the inside track. And we're going to give you a little bit more of that today. Point being, I want you to think of what you know a lot about, whatever that might be, whatever profession you've taken one or two or three decades to master. I think you get to the point where you realize that how you see your profession or your trade is very different than an outsider's view. Well, it's the same in medicine. And that's why we have shows like this, because I got to get the inside track to you. And we're going to do that today on the subject of infection, chronic infection, very different than acute infection. Whether you are chronically ill, whether you're acutely ill, or whether you are radiantly healthy, sometime along the way, you're going to hear you have an infection. You're going to have some semblance of that. And infection, the word, wasn't even here. So we're going to start with a little history today. It wasn't really even here 500 years ago, because we didn't even have the technology 500 years ago to prove that microbes existed. We've come all the way today to a book, the book you should get. Get this book, Plague Time. I've mentioned it before on the show when we did our 1 hour on parasites. Plague Time by Paul Ewald, E-W-A-L-D. Very credentialed biologist, won the Amherst Award. In the book, he's going to say or imply that many diseases, your diseases, cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disease, not just the flu, not just your dysentery that you got down in Central America, things like cancer, heart disease, autoimmune disease, caused by infections or linked to infections. Or we go into those tissues, chop them up and look at them, and oddly enough, there's a lot of some kind of bug in there. What kind of bug? The word bug is a layman's term. It means virus. It means bacteria. It means parasite. It means all of them in a biofilm, a big mucus sac. Whatever it means, the book means, and you should get this book on Amazon. I think it's $10. You can get it in soft cover, but get it in hardcover because it's ahead of its time. Because your infectious disease doctor at Kaiser, your infectious disease doctor at Cedars-Sinai, it's only at the country club sipping pina coladas that they're going to talk about this kind of stuff. The public, from the doctor to the public, in infectious disease, in internal medicine, is not going to think this way, and it's not going to talk like this. This will happen in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, if we get the technology to prove some of the suppositions in the book. And what it's pointing to, in a nutshell, is that lots of what we call chronic illness is infection-based. So this word infection, we're not going to dodge it. Everybody's got infection. That's another myth. We're going to bust a lot of myths today. Everyone's infected. With enough technology, you could take the healthiest teenager on the block in the class and find lots of bugs. From this point on, off this show, you start to understand that your body's filled with microbes. And some of them are pathogens. Some of them can kill you. But you keep them under check. It's the same concept we hear about with cancer. Our bodies are making cancer cells all the time. Of course they are. And our bodies are knocking out and eating cancer cells all the time. It's a war in there, definitely. So that war is a supervised war. And when we're on the better side of it, you never hear about those infections. There's a concept. But I want to do some history today. Medical history, history in general. If you want to know the future, look at the past. That's the historian's chant, is it not? That's what makes studying history so worthwhile. It's not just nostalgia. It's what's happening tomorrow. It's just history repeating itself. Same theme, different script. That's where the IQ power comes in. Same theme, different script. Can you find the same theme with the same outcome? Just change the colors. History. First thing about history, 1595. I love it, don't you? 1595. Meditate on that. 500 and something years ago. First microscope, Zacharias Johnson. 1595 in Holland, makes some sort of a lens that magnifies 9 times. It was a magnifying glass, but they called it a microscope, so he gets the credit. Then there's the one we all heard, right, in your fourth grade book, Anton von Leeuwenhoek, the Dutchman, first guy to see at 270 magnification. So now we're getting there. We magnify something 270 times. That's big news. This is in the 1600s in Holland. Guy sees bacteria. What's that? Sperm cells. What's that? Red blood cells. What's that? First guy, 500 years ago. Before that, don't you think people did shows at the marketplace and intonated someone up in some university? Of course they did. And thousands of years earlier, intonating, stating, talking in secret about things that are there but you just can't see them. Particles that go into people's bodies that hurt them. What do you think people inferred? Get back there with me now. What do you think people inferred when one guy's coughing and he coughs into the face of his friend who formerly he was not exposed to? And the next day, the guy that took the cough in the face comes down with the same symptoms. What do you think they were thinking about? Evil spirits passing from one person to the next? No, some smart guy back then must have figured, some guy that was doing dissection in ancient Greece, in ancient Rome, in the Middle East, somebody thought, because it's in the literature if you look. But they had to drop the ball. You couldn't spread it around. You didn't have the technology. Not enough people thought that way, but just observing people. You're out there on the farm and everybody's healthy. One day some guy comes in, he's pale in the face, he doesn't have blood, he doesn't look good, and he's coughing. And then the next day everybody in his hut has the same problem. We've had microbial theory out there for years, but it wasn't until we saw a bacteria that we felt we were on the right track. Even then, we didn't get it through our heads. Yeah, learn from history. It's the 1840s now. It's not 1670. It's the 1840s, and Pasteur, Louis Pasteur, who saved southern France from anthrax, which was wiping out the sheep population. They want to hang this guy. Excuse me, they want to pray to this guy. This guy was, he was exalted for saving the sheep population, and then he made a mistake. He decided to tell his fellow medical doctors. He decided to tell his friends in the profession to wash your hands and sterilize your obstetric equipment when you deliver babies. That was, for whatever reason, not popular in France at the time. Washing your equipment, sterilizing it by boiling it in water was just not the thing to do. They wanted to hang the guy for that. They would have taken his license away. They would have hurt him. They would have shut him down had he not already been so famous because of anthrax. So a guy named Leeuwenhoek, and of course there's Robert Hooke, in 1670 he discovers the cell. He looks at cork. like that which you stuff a wine bottle with, and sees cork cells under one of these microscopes. And this is big news in 1670. 100-something years later, you still can't talk about sterilizing medical equipment. Things seem to move slowly. You have to keep that in mind. To get the inside track, you have to respect the density of the public. That doesn't mean you're dense. But collectively, institutions in power that maintain the status quo are dense. It means your doctors at Kaiser Permanente are probably not going to be talking to you about Paul Ewald's book, Plague Time. History teaches us that public institutions are dense. But there's another side to that. You have to respect this side. You really do. You have to apply it to your life. And the other side to this is that science evolved in the first place to make sure that quackery and nonsense and gobbledygook didn't become part of how people determine reality. So for as much as Paul Ewald can write this book, and for as much as we can criticize mainstream science for not jumping on his bandwagon, or Duesberg's book that HIV does not cause AIDS, the molecular biologist up at Berkeley, for as much as avatars, people on the cutting edge, aren't listened to because conservative mindsets, whether it's in holistic medicine or allopathic medicine, for as much as they don't jump on the bandwagon and we criticize them, remember, the roots of science, of conservative infectious disease medicine at Cedars-Sinai, etc., they existed to put a cap on people who are hallucinating. Your charismatics, your intuitives, people who just thought it up and said it, and because they had a nice story behind it, everybody believed them. Science came in and said, this is nonsense. So you've got to understand, if you want reality, you got to see two sides to the coin. We have people running around and saying that you've got 5 infections in your body, and these infections, well, we just know they're there, because Paul Ewald says so. And on the other side of that, you have infectious disease that moves so slowly that between the time we saw bacteria to the time Pasteur said, sterilize your equipment, to the time that doctors started to incorporate that is many hundreds of years. The truth is often in the middle. It's the hardest thing for us to grasp. Now, Pasteur, mind you, and this is going to be important to you because you're listening, and sooner or later, someone's going to tell you you have an acute infection, you have a chronic infection. If you want to be radiantly healthy, you better stay infection-free. Some of you have had lots of antibiotics, and you still have the infection. Some of you are being told by all sorts of specialized testing, you've got a myriad of viruses, bacteria, biofilms, parasites that nobody can seem to find except the person that ran the test. And since you don't feel well, you're apt to believe them simply because nobody else has offered you a better solution. So in a sense, you're desperate, perhaps you're innocent, and you're listening to these things. So it includes everybody. And the point, very specifically, is that we have to understand from the beginning, and I've said this before. By the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. You're going to need to hear the show again and maybe again, and that's okay. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. I've got archives. We've got, about 97 shows now? Buy the subscription. The shows are pennies apiece. And listen and learn. It's my great passion to teach you. Otherwise, my life would be easy. You could just line up and I could tell you what to do. Then you could walk out and do it and everybody could get healthy. But it's never worked that way. I never saw it work that way. 20 years of different investigations, and I really think it comes down to...